delegation of Malta. We commend the long-standing commitment of Malta to structurally advancing the protection and promotion of human rights. We acknowledge its comprehensive legal, political, and institutional framework for the human rights of women and girls, particularly welcoming the incorporation of the Istanbul Convention into domestic law. To that, the adoption of amendments to legislation that includes sexual orientation, gender identity, and religion as a prohibited grounds of discrimination is also highly commendable, as well as the enactment of the law on gender identity, gender expression, and gender characteristics, which provides for the recognition of gender identity based on self-identification. By welcoming all these positive developments, we also note there are still substantial challenges and voice our support to the authorities to continue implementing measures to address them effectively. Montenegro recommends to Malta, one, to withdraw its reservation to the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, two, to pursue efforts to establish a fully-fledged, independent national human rights institution in compliance with the Paris Principles, and three, to develop a comprehensive strategy for preventing and combating violence against or abuse or neglect of children in all settings. We wish Malta every success for the ongoing UPR. Thank you.
I thank Excellency Ambassador Hoffman.